Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome to the show. Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. It is Friday. Today is the 16th of April, kind of a proof of life. Always let you know what day it is, what time it is, where we are. It's 3 o'clock, a little after 3 o'clock West Coast time, after 6 o'clock East Coast time. And I am War. The Warrior is with you. Some stories that really define where we are as a country right now. The hottest NFL prospect, I mean, this prospect's hotter than him, but the one who's been the hottest in the last 3 weeks or so is Alabama quarterback Mac Jones. Okay, the NFL draft's coming up in less than 2 weeks now, a week, 2 weeks from yesterday, Thursday. So the NFL draft is coming up on Thursday, the 29th, I believe it is, of April, and he is the hottest prospect. Most people think he will go third in the entire draft. No one suspected that as recently as the end of the college season, but everyone loves him now. And all of a sudden, his whole career could get hurt by the fact that at age 14, he wore a Halloween costume that made fun of Barack Obama called No-Bama. And the reason why, I'm sure, no one's saying this out loud, but you're throwing the football to mostly black players. And, you know, remember what happened to Drew Brees, the quarterback of the New Orleans Saints, would have the nerve to say that he didn't like that players kneeled for the national anthem, and he could never do that. He didn't say anything bad about black people, about black players, about black America, about BLM, nothing. He just said it's not the right way to do it. Don't kneel for the national anthem. And the result of that was he almost got drummed out of the league and had to literally, you know, get on his knees, prostrate, and beg for forgiveness from NFL players who are mostly black. Because he actually stated out loud, you know, that you shouldn't kneel for the national anthem. Like, that's such a big deal. And now Mac Jones, who could be the number three pick in the whole draft, wore an anti-Obama costume when he was 14 years old. 14 years old! Who cares what he did when he was 14 years old? And if he was anti-Obama, so what? So what? Critics are blasting him after photos surfaced allegedly showing him dressed as No Obama, including an Obama mask and dreadlocks reportedly worn when he was a teen. Are you joking? I mean, seriously, how bizarre. Many Twitter users went on the attack. It is hugely telling that Mac Jones comes from a racist family or is a racist himself and is being touted as a leader. Mac and Nick Bosa relaxing in the offseason with some friends. Another one says, Mac Jones, a racist? Question mark. Anyway, the end result is, I don't need to read you 50 tweets from 50 ignorant morons who are racist, by the way, themselves, because they're anti anybody who is conservative. You know, like I've always said, it's great that you could be openly gay and even openly transsexual now, but it's amazing that you got to be a closet conservative. What a joke. Media darling and Minneapolis Black Lives Matter militant by the name of Chaz Neal, 44 years old, arrested for failing to register as a child sex offender and immediately blames racism. That's perfect. Yesterday I told you about the mayor in California who was arrested on child sex charges and calls himself a progressive, and now a Black Lives Matter media darling arrested for failing to register as a child sex offender, meaning he's already been convicted. And Jen Psaki, the spokesman for the White House for President Trump, says Biden, the president, you know, the guy with dementia, with the hollowed out brain, the puppet, the sock puppet, O'Biden, who's really President Obama. He says he's proud of the anti. She said the whole country is built on white supremacism. And then the BLM, one of the founding members of it, the Marxist lesbian founding member, Patrice Kahn Coolers, she's been criticized for buying multi-million dollar homes, four homes worth more than $3 million. And her response is, it's terror by white supremacists. It's terror by white supremacists. And she says buying million-dollar houses in white neighborhoods, when you're a BLM activist and being a BLM founder and you're a socialist and a Marxist, she says that's a good thing for black people. And then last but not least, to open the show, Sign of the Times, BLM activist calls rioting and looting legitimate response to state violence. So in other words, the cop kills a bad kid by mistake, wanting to taser them, but instead grabbed a gun. That's state violence, that's murder, and it's totally legitimate to riot and loot and steal a new TV set. Makes a lot of sense, right? Here's my column that's coming out on Sunday in newspapers around the country, syndicated by Creator Syndicate. You always get the sneak preview right here on Fridays at the Wayne L. Root Show. Why are Biden and Democrats carrying out the murder of the middle class? Back in 2014, I wrote a book titled The Murder of the Middle Class. Don't look now, but it's actually happening. Back then, I was referring only to the murder of middle-class jobs and the American dream. Today, it's literally murder. Democrats appear to want the middle class eliminated. They're not just after our jobs. They're playing Russian roulette with our lives. If you think I'm kidding or being sarcastic, think again. I'm dead serious. Excuse the pun. Biden, or more likely the real decision-makers behind a man that resembles a brain-dead puppet, really do appear to be carrying out the murder of the middle class. Let's start with COVID. If COVID is as bad as Democrats make it out to be, if we're all at risk of death, we're all going to die. If the entire country needs to be shut down, locked down, masked, distanced, and vaccinated forevermore, then why are Democrats letting thousands of strangers a day into our country across that border, knowing nothing about them? Knowing nothing about their health. Why aren't they testing them for COVID and other third world diseases? And if sick, sending them back, just like we did for decades at Ellis Island. Why would anyone want to risk allowing sick or diseased people into the United States? Based on the numbers at the border so far this year, we can expect between 1 million and 2 million illegal aliens entering our country over just the next year to spread infection and death and quite possibly reignite a pandemic that almost took down our entire economy. Who would allow this? Who would encourage this? Wait, it gets much worse. These illegal aliens, many of them diseased or sick with COVID, are being put on airplanes without any ID. We don't know who they are. We don't know where they're from. We don't know why they're here. What if they're sitting next to you and your children on a plane flight? They could make you sick. They could kill your spouse or children with COVID or one of the new variant strains from Brazil or UK or South Africa, the variant strains of COVID, or any other third world disease, polio, smallpox, you name it, TB. Or they could kill you, your family, and everyone else on that plane in a terrorist attack. How does the Biden administration know who's a terrorist and who's not? They don't. And obviously they don't care. But wait, it gets even worse. A fan of mine is headed to Texas for business. She can't find a hotel room at any moderately priced hotel in Dallas-Fort Worth. All the hotels around Dallas and the rest of Texas, she tells me, are booked up by the government. Why is the U.S. government buying up most of the hotel rooms in Texas? They're housing illegal aliens in nice hotel suites with our tax dollars. I looked it up, by the way. She dared me to Google it. And when you Google it, there's an article in USA Today that says the government is using Hiltons, Marriotts, Comfort Suites, Town Place Suites, and Homewood Suites, among many others, to house illegal immigrants. The hotels in Texas are all booked up. Check for yourself. The illegal aliens are taking up most of the rooms. It's guaranteed money for the hotel chains, paid by the government. Therefore, there's no occupancy for the rest of us. Good luck finding a hotel room in Texas if you're an American citizen. Can you imagine? Can't do business in Texas because the illegal aliens who don't speak English are filling up the rooms with 12 kids in each room. But, of course, that's not the big problem. How many of these illegal alien hotel guests have COVID? That's the big problem. How many have actually been tested? That's the big problem. Biden and company are sending potentially diseased foreigners into U.S. hotels where they could sicken or kill other guests you and me, American citizens, they could certainly sicken or kill the hotel staff. And all these sick American citizens could take COVID back home to their families, their workplaces, and their kids' classrooms. Folks, this is insanity. This is reckless manslaughter. Biden and his American-hating socialist cabal are playing Russian roulette with our lives. They obviously couldn't care less if American citizens die, as long as the ends justify the means, as Marxist author Saul Alinsky taught all of these fine Democrats. What is that end goal? Democrats want to flood America, and particularly Texas, with illegal aliens, otherwise known in Democrat circles as future Democrat voters. They want to change the electorate. They want to replace American voters with foreign voters dependent on welfare from cradle to grave. They want to fundamentally change America with one-party rule. They want to make America foreign to Americans. And to make this goal a reality, it sure looks like they're willing to carry out the murder of the middle class. My nationally syndicated newspaper column coming out this Sunday, why are Biden and Democrats carrying out the murder of the middle class? Isn't that amazing? It's an amazing story. You know what I left out? Because I have a certain amount of words I'm allowed to write. They won't accept something longer than that, right? Newspapers won't accept it if it's more than like 600 to 700 words at the most. They'd like it to be 5 to 6, and that was 7 on the dot. So I didn't have room for one more sentence or one more paragraph. But think about all the Democrat governors like Andrew Cuomo that sent American citizens, senior citizens, to their death on purpose. He sent them back to nursing homes knowing they had COVID, knowing everyone there is vulnerable, knowing they're very likely to get sick, catch it, and die. And by the way, he was lobbied by the nursing homes, the owners of the nursing homes, who I'm sure were thinking in their minds, every time someone dies, they're all old, they're going to die of COVID anyway. If they die at the hospital gets the $39,000 bonus from the American government. If they die at the nursing home, I get the $39,000 bonus. They gave a big donation to Cuomo, and he said, sure, send him there to die.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile. And that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
What does it mean to be an American? Just what are our American values? Working hard to succeed. Loving God, country, and family. Being honest, strong, and compassionate.
Supporting our Constitution and recognizing that we are blessed to be living in America, the greatest country in the world.
Our Bill of Rights protects us, our freedoms of worship, speech, and privacy. Our right to own firearms. Our right to trial by jury.
Our right to be free, to live our own lives without some bureaucrat telling us what to do. Most countries don't have these rights.
Want to know more? It's all there in the book. Get your own free book, The U.S. Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. Then read it again, and this time share it with your friends. Our great Constitution is the basis of all of our freedoms, our inalienable rights. Get your own copy at freeusbook.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Revive Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You ever get the feeling that this show is all about health? It's not a political show. It's because I'm all about health, so we keep attracting all these health sponsors. Revive Health is an inexpensive alternative to traditional health care. Revive Health provides you with simple, inexpensive, affordable access to high-quality virtual health care through telemedicine doctors and medical professionals. Even though the services are virtual, meaning you do it all, you know, online, the quality of care you receive is not compromised. It's all online with telemedicine doctors and medical professionals, so you have no long waits, no hassles of visiting the doctor's office. You can't get sick from being around sick people in the doctor's office. It's a convenient and safe alternative. You don't even need to go to the pharmacy. You can get your medications delivered to your door. The cost is, get this, only $59 a month to join. There are no copays. You save hundreds of dollars on medications just for that reason alone, right? Wonder why you haven't heard of it before, because it's brand new. And Nevada was the first state in the country that got it. And that's why they booked an ad campaign on my show, because our flagship station, 790 AM, KBET, is in Las Vegas, Nevada. But in the next few days and weeks, it's going to be all over the country and most states. And so no matter where you're listening to my voice right now, if you are uninsured or underinsured, or the cost of traditional health care is driving you to the poorhouse, you can sign up now at revive-healthcare.com. Revive-healthcare.com. Their team is available to answer your questions 24-7. Revive-healthcare.com. Sign up now. Revive-healthcare.com. So you know that I'm probably the most vocal anti-mask guy in the world. I'm the most vocal anti-lockdown guy in the world. I always said, I'm not the most vocal anti-vaccine guy in the world. I'm the most vocal anti-lockdown. Because I always said back in March of last year, I can't stand masks, masks are BS. But if masks will get us back to work and get us to open all the quote-unquote non-essential businesses, if I can wear a mask and get back to work, then I'm all for it. I want everyone to have their business open. And I also, same thing with vaccines. I'm not anti-vaccine. You know, I just think you should wait. You're crazy if you don't wait. You know, and don't I turn out to be right now that you see what's going on with AstraZeneca? And in Europe, Finland just banned it. Denmark banned it. Lots of countries banned it. And look at what's happening in America with Johnson & Johnson. A new guy was paralyzed in Mississippi yesterday. Paralyzed! Paralyzed! Lots of people are sick and dying from various vaccines, including Pfizer and Moderna. But, you know, again, a small percentage. But do you want to be that one? You want to take that chance? I don't know. I don't know. All I've said is wait. I've just said wait and be smart. But I'm not anti-vaccine either. You know why? Because if everyone takes the vaccine, it allowed us to reopen the economy and open all 100% Vegas, all the restaurants 100%, and casinos 100%. Heck, I just want everyone to be open and doing business. Now, I believe the media was a scam. The response to COVID was a scam. COVID's real, but the response was an exaggerated, ridiculous scam. And they got everyone scared way too much for the reality, which is 99.98% survival rate. There was no need for everyone to be scared. But the one thing I'm anti completely, if you could do vaccines, get us back to work, great. If you can do masks and get us back to work, great. The one thing that absolutely, even though I'm skeptical and cynical about all that, the one I'm against 180% is lockdowns. And the guy I like the most in this country, who I think is the front runner for the Republican presidential nomination if Trump doesn't run, is Florida Governor DeSantis. And he said today, lockdowns were a huge, huge mistake. Sitting in his office a year later, he told the Epoch Times the lockdowns were a huge mistake, even in his own state, for 30 days. We wanted to mitigate the damage. Now, in hindsight, the 15 days to slow the spread and the 30 to slow the spread did not work. We should not have gone down that road. And keep in mind how less strict that is than any other governor in America other than Kristi Noem in South Dakota. So much less strict than any other state in America. And he exempted recreational activities like walking, biking, golf, and beach going. Our economy kept going, DeSantis said. It was much different than what you saw in some of those lockdown states. But he now regrets issuing the order at all. And he's convinced that the states that carried on with lockdowns are perpetuating a destructive blunder. I'll tell you more when we get back. Ron DeSantis, you're the best. But, you know, even though he's saying the things that are the best, nothing you wouldn't have learned without listening to my show. Right? Nothing you wouldn't have learned any better than what you would have listening to my show last late February and March when I knew a deadly virus was coming. As much as anyone in this country knew, I knew because I talked about it in January and February, how bad it was in China. They were covering up how bad it was, and it was coming here. But I knew a lockdown would not work, and all you do, you don't make anybody better who's sick by closing their business or destroying their job. Can you imagine if you're sick in the hospital knowing your business is gone or your job's gone? How does that help grandma or grandpa or you? And the answer is it doesn't. Never lock down, never lock down, never lock down.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The suspected gunman in the FedEx facility shooting that left at least eight people dead was identified as 19-year-old Brandon Hull, police are saying. He is a former employee of the company. New details coming out regarding what happened at that FedEx facility.
You know, this suspect came to the facility, and when he came there, he got out of his car and pretty quickly started some random shooting outside the facility. There was no confrontation with anyone that was there. There was no disturbance. There was no argument. He just appeared to randomly start shooting, and that began in the parking lot.
Indianapolis Deputy Chief Craig McCart. President Biden wrapping up his week by announcing that the United States and Japan are forming a new working partnership to deal with the challenges of the 21st century. USA Radio News.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I'm only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Warrior. I want to mention one last time in this show, because it's the last time I'll be able to... Wayne Allen Root, as well as John and Chelsea Jubilee. It's their event, by the way, but I'm going to be the kind of guest of honor, I guess you'd say, to let everybody know, almost like the big reveal. You know, I'll probably go up on stage and show you the results of this thing. And so it'll be a lot of fun. We're doing a 10:30 in the morning to 12 o'clock, and then we had to add a second one because of the demand. So the first round, the first presentation is sold out, so they added a 3 o'clock to 4:30 presentation. And it's really amazing because I haven't been on some crazy diet and I haven't been on some crazy exercise schedule. You know, it's not anything onerous. And I eat everything I ever wanted to eat. I eat the same things I always eat. I really haven't changed my diet much at all. And I enjoy it. And I've lost 25 pounds of inner body fat. It's all at the Ahern Hotel tomorrow, 300 West Sahara. And with Sahara and the Vegas Strip. And you... register at energizedhealth.com, click on live events to register. And that's just so they know how many people are coming, because then they knew they sold out the first one and they had to have the second one. You really could just show up tomorrow at 3 o'clock, and if for some reason you can't make the 3, then show up at 10:30, even though you're not registered and even though they're sold out. They'll squeeze in another 20 people, I guarantee you. I guarantee you they'll find a way to squeeze in another 20 people if you just show up. But if you can make the 3 at this point, do the 3, because that one's not completely sold out, so be more comfortable. And at both these events, you'll get to meet me one-on-one. And both events are free. This is all free. And check out what Energized Health did for me. You'll be really shocked. Those who have never seen me or those who saw me 2 years ago and see me now, you're going to say I look 10 years younger and I look 20 pounds lighter. EnergizedHealth.com. Click on live events to register tomorrow at 10:30 and 3 o'clock. 90 minutes each. Sold out the first one. 90 minutes each to change your life. So I want to get back to Ron DeSantis because, I gave you a little soliloquy a minute ago about what I believe in, what I don't believe in. I'm not a fan of masks at all. I think only should be used in a hospital setting by doctors and nurses. But I can live with it if it gets us all back to work. And I've said this for a year. And I'm not a fan of vaccines, but I can live with it if it gets us back to work. But I think you're foolish not to wait, you know, like a year to see what happens. Because, boy, are there a lot of conservative websites out there that say, you know, your nose and your ears are going to fall off. And lots of people are going to die over the next year. I don't know that to be true. And I'm very open and frank about it. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I do not know that to be true. I know there have been some people who have died from the vaccine. I know there have been other people who have died of COVID since getting the vaccine. And there are lots of people who have gotten COVID since getting the vaccine. And I know the risks of COVID with 99.98% survival rate and knowing about hydroxychloroquine plus zinc plus Z-Pak from Dr. Zelenko's protocol, there'd be no reason in the world to risk an unproven experimental vaccine when you know you're okay. Matter of fact, like in the last month, 3 of my friends got COVID and I got them with a doctor who gave them, prescribed them hydroxychloroquine, and all 3 said it was like a minor cold. They were like, what the hell is everybody talking about? I took hydroxychloroquine, and it turned into the littlest cold. I stayed home for 3 days, and now I'm right back to normal again. One of my friends is coming out to visit me in Vegas next week. He just had COVID 2 weeks ago, and he's coming out to visit me. He feels like $1 million after taking hydroxychloroquine. So nobody quite understands what the need is for the vaccine, but that's okay. If it'll get us back to work and people want to take it, go take it. I would never stop you from taking it. You should never stop me from not taking it. So I feel very moderate on the vaccine, but I'm not moderate on lockdowns. Lockdowns were a huge mistake, a terrible, tragic mistake that ruined jobs and lives and restaurants and businesses, crazy nightclubs, bars, crazy. So I was reading this this column about Florida Governor DeSantis, who I love, who I think is fabulous, who I think is the next GOP presidential candidate. If Trump doesn't run, and if Trump does run, then I think DeSantis would be the vice president with Trump. Pence is never going to be his VP again, I can tell you that much. And Pence is never going to win the nomination. By the way, I didn't even mention on yesterday's show that Pence had to have a pacemaker installed yesterday. He had to have, emergency surgery and a pacemaker installed, so his heart must not have been doing well, you know? And being that he broke the hearts of 74 million Trump voters, it's kind of a weird thing to have happen, huh?
In any case, look, I always liked Pence a lot. I thought he was a real good guy and a gentleman. And I thought he handled it so badly. You know, how could you not know? How could Pence have not known he'd ruin his career by going along with Trump losing? And you say, well, he had no other choice. His claim is that the United States Constitution allows him to do nothing else. Great. So all he had to do was, he would have saved his career, and he could have been a front runner for President of the United States and everybody's favorite guy, if he just stood up in front of Congress and said, ladies and gentlemen, I have no right, I've consulted with all my constitutional lawyers. You got to thread the needle, right? You got to thread the needle. You got to tap dance. I have absolutely no right to do anything except certify the Electoral College, but I got to tell you, my heart is heavy because I believe Trump won, and I believe the election was rigged. I believe it was stolen. I believe we have massive evidence in the only states that matter, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Arizona. And by the way, and Nevada too, but that wouldn't have changed the election, so it's not. Nevada's never been the most important in my state. But those states determine the election. And in those five states, there was massive cheating and rigging, and they stole the election, and I wish I could do something about it, but I can't. And there would have been some people who still would have been mad at him, but you can't get mad at a guy who makes that statement if you're a Trump fan. You can't. You know, that I have no choice. It's the Constitution. It's not me. It's the lawyers. It's not me. But I absolutely agree with you. The election was stolen. And these people are terrible people, and they're evil, and they're going to try and ruin America. Say that, and you'll still be beloved and accepted by most Republicans. Not all, but most. But to just get up and certify the results, if you didn't know you'd be hated forevermore, you're a schmuck. You're a schmuck. And I like Pence, and he's been on my show, and we got along great on my show twice. But you're a schmuck if you didn't know that you'd be the most hated guy in America by all 74 million Trump fans if you just certified the election and said nothing and acted like everything was. You know, that's the problem with this whole moment in time we're in, is the media lies about everything. And we've now caught them in so many lies. There's been so many lies we've caught them in. CNN, MSNBC, oh my gosh, the Washington Times, the New York Times, they lie about everything. Everything is just angled so that Trump is bad and Biden is not, does not have dementia, Biden's fine, and Biden got the most votes in history, even though nobody came to see him speak ever at a single rally. He had 8 people, 10 people, 12 people. He had a car rally, 20 cars. Trump had 30,000 cars in Miami. Trump had thousands of cars at my rallies in Vegas. My 3 rallies together probably had, I'll say, 7,000 cars maybe. The first one definitely had 2,000 cars. The second one had about 1,500. So that's 3,500, and the last one had at least 2,000 cars. So maybe 5,500 cars at my 3 rallies for Trump. And Biden had 20 cars when he came to Vegas and had a car rally. I mean, and I'm sure they were being charitable when they said 20. You know, they were embarrassed to say 5. So despite everything you hear in the media, it's all lies. And when they tell you can't mention the election was stolen, that's the tip-off that the election was stolen. I don't know why people don't have common sense. I got it from my father. I'm a son of a butcher. And my father, the butcher, became one of the most important political kingpins in the state of New York, which at the time was, I think, the single most populous state in America, or certainly number 2 to California. It was definitely ahead of Texas and Florida in those days. So New York was either number 1 or number 2, the most populous state in all of America, and my father was a kingmaker, a butcher, with a white apron with bloodstains. How did that happen? He was one of the founders of the New York State Conservative Party, and he was the chairman of several of the Westchester County conservative parties, and he was on the board of directors of the Westchester County Conservative Party, and him and his friends were the difference in quite a few of the senators and congressmen and governors elected in New York State. So he became a kingmaker, my dad, and they would come to his butcher store and talk to him while he was cutting meat. And try and beg him to endorse them. All these important politicians were in my father's butcher store. And I heard his common sense on various occasions. And I always thought, I rolled my eyes because, you know, I was the son of the butcher. And he made sure I went to Columbia University and Ivy League school. What a great man he was. What he did for me. Wow. And yet, I was too smart for him, right? I went to Columbia University, so I thought I was too smart for my father. I'm an Ivy Leaguer, and he's a butcher. So I rolled my eyes at some of the things he'd say to these politicians, and I think to myself, oh, God, you've embarrassed me, Dad. You know, he turned out to be right every single time. He was smarter than the Ivy League politicians. He was smarter than all the Obamas times 10. That Ivy League degree, which I have, and which my daughter went to Harvard and graduated top for class at both Harvard and Oxford. You can never claim Wainwright's jealous. You can never claim Wainwright couldn't make it. Wainwright is the same as all the Ivy Leaguers. And my daughter is better than all of them. And yet, I believe the Ivy League degree is a worthless piece of crap. All it is to make you rich. I just have that sitting on the back of my desk. I went to Columbia, and for the rest of my life, it opens lots of doors. Ooh, Wayne's an Ivy Leaguer. It gets you rich. It gets you big jobs, big openings, big contracts. It makes everybody go, ooh, ooh, he's a smart guy. But the reality is, all the people with that degree added up together don't equal one person with common sense like my father, the butcher. And I'm telling you, my father, the butcher, is looking down from heaven right now going, Wayne, you are so right about the election being rigged. He knows the truth up in heaven. That election was rigged. And the single biggest proof of it, the single biggest proof is that they won't allow you to talk about it. And if you talk about it, you're supposedly a bad person or a crazy person. Are you kidding me? In America, a nation with free speech, they've banned the discussion that the election was stolen. You know why? Because they stole it. And they don't want you finding out they stole it. They know someday someone's going to dig up all the proof. You know, just like JFK's assassination. Someone's going to dig up all the proof that the election was absolutely rigged and stolen. And I've been the one who's been on top of this from the beginning. They stole Georgia. They stole Pennsylvania. They stole Michigan. They stole Wisconsin. They stole Arizona. It's a joke. And I know it.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. Hey, we are headed towards St. Patrick's Day, Luck of the Irish. And I want to give a great shout out to one of the greatest coaches of all time, Lou Holtz, who gave me his permission to use his name and his likeness when I used to be in the banking world. But you don't need luck this year to get healthy. You don't need luck to lose your fat. You don't need luck to get off all those medications. No, all you need is to use those hands and log on to energizehealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895. Friends, you've heard Wayne talk about his amazing transformation, and you know Wayne is a crusader of truth and only speaks the truth. He would not be endorsing this protocol if it hadn't changed his life. You need to log on just to see that. So log on today to energizehealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom, buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar is weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium, just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them War sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
So I want you to understand what a great job that Ron DeSantis did in Florida. First of all, you have to understand, just because your governor doesn't make you a dictator, right? Although I know that Governor Sisolak here in Nevada thinks he's a dictator. And his word did stop everybody from reopening in every little town where, you know, Elko and Ely. There was no COVID. There was nothing. There was no reason for anyone in a small town to worry about it the way you would in a big town where everybody lives in New York City on top of one another. In all the rural areas, there was nothing to worry about. And so they should have overruled him, but they couldn't overrule him because, you know, the governor's edict was like a dictator's edict. Well, let me tell you what DeSantis faced. Reopening the state wasn't as easy as lifting his own stay-at-home measures. When DeSantis issued the final reopening order in September last year, and he was probably the first governor in the country, other than Kristi Noem, who never locked down, but he was probably the first governor in the country to get rid of all the stay-at-home measures, he signed a companion order prohibiting local Florida governments from restricting people from working or operating a business. And so the order had far-reaching consequences, especially in densely populated, liberal-leaning places where local authorities imposed their own strict measures. At first, DeSantis adopted a hands-off approach to local regulations, thinking voters would ultimately hold local authorities responsible. But it became obvious eventually that some places would remain locked down, despite the data showing that doing so would have no positive impact on the spread of the virus. They weren't going to open up unless I pried it open, DeSantis said. I mean, this guy's brave. We had the data. We talked to some of the best scientists in the country. And every Floridian has a right to work and every business has a right to operate. God bless you. Oh, is that music to my ears? In areas that were forced to reopen, the economies are now booming with new hotels and new restaurants opening. So, I mean, what a great job DeSantis did. And let me see, there's some other stuff in here I think you should hear. He said it's fear. It's all about fear that drives the numbers. Fear is the thing that keeps you tuned in, you know, at CNN. It's all about fear-mongering. DeSantis said fear-mongering worked, pointing to CDC statistics showing 4 out of 10 American adults delayed or avoided getting urgent or routine medical treatment in June of 2020. And that pattern may have contributed to the excess deaths reported during that period due to preventable illnesses and injuries going untreated. Emergency room doctors had reported fewer people coming in with cardiac-related chest pains, while more were coming in with late-stage appendicitis, something that's usually caught much earlier. And the pandemic led to a sharp decrease in cancer screenings and detections. DeSantis says when you have people too scared to go to the emergency room when they're literally having a heart attack, that didn't happen in a vacuum. Corporate media played a role in that by really whipping up people into a frenzy. And we now know from CNN, from the undercover video, that's exactly right. It was the profit motive, man. The profit motive, and it was trying to destroy Donald Trump's presidency. And it worked, right? DeSantis also criticized big tech companies for censoring critics of lockdowns. That was me. Do you realize I was suspended by Twitter for misleading medical information because I said lockdowns don't work, never have worked, never will work, the stats are in, they don't work, they didn't work. But they put everyone out of business and they said misleading medical information. What a joke. These people are criminals. Not to mention, even if I'm wrong, they have no right to stop me. That's the point of America. And that should be the point of Facebook. Everyone's got an opinion. You know what's a famous saying? Opinions are like a-holes. Everyone's got one. Everyone has a right to have an opinion. You know, just like, how about the United States ambassador who hates our country and says it was founded on racism and white supremacy? You know what? I think she's a disgraceful piece of garbage. But she has a right to have her opinion. I don't want her representing me. I think it's disgraceful that she says that, and more disgraceful that she'd say it at the United Nations, and more disgraceful she'd say it in front of enemies of the United States. And more disgraceful yet that she would hint that we don't even deserve to be on the UN Human Rights Council. Do you realize the countries they put on the Human Rights Council? They put countries where dictators burn people alive, murder people, torture people, rape people, and they put them on the Human Rights Council. It's been one of the biggest open jokes in the history of the world. What a joke the United Nations Human Rights Council is. And she doesn't think we belong on it. But again, she has a right to an opinion. I've never stopped a liberal from having an opinion in my entire life, ever. Not once. Here's a BLM activist that calls rioting and looting legitimate response to state violence. Bree Newsom, longtime activist, Black Lives Matter supporter, condoning rioting and looting as a legitimate response to what she claims is state violence against blacks and minorities. Right? And these people, again, very, very evil people, very, very wrong people, racist against white people, in my opinion. But she has a right to have her opinion. I've never stopped someone from having their opinion. This country's now filled, littered with communists. Communist scum that hates the country we're in and wants to change it radically and destroy your life and mine. I never said they have no right to talk, but they don't believe I have a right to talk. They don't believe you have a right to talk. There's going to come a point, folks, we're going to have to shut them down. When you tell someone you have a right to say whatever you want, and they preach violence against you, and they preach banning and censoring you, there's going to come a point. Boy, you've wakened the sleeping giant. You have no idea what's headed for you. We're not going to be nice guys anymore because nice guys finish last. Trust me, you've wakened the sleeping giant. I'll see all of you on Monday. God bless. Have a great weekend.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.